And that's Chris Hartwell and Nick. Is it Engel?
It's Engel.
Yeah, I did it right.
It is, yeah.
There we go. It's brilliant to meet you both this morning. I've had a little look on your website and you're both really talented guys. Tell us a little bit about the music, first of all, the style of music you do, because it's not like we have loads of guys that come in, play guitar, and it's a bit folky and it's a bit Ed Sheeran. That's not what you guys are about. So tell us about your music.
Well, I think we do something which is probably a little bit different to normal, but we're both classically trained players, myself classically trained guitarist, and I've been, you know, playing rock and whatever sort of guitar for the last, you know, 15 years, and Chris is also classically trained guitarist and pianist, so we've got like quite a lot of different styles. I don't think we really sort of have one thing that we do, but I think our style was probably a little bit unusual compared to, you know, the majority of stuff that's out there. You know, we're not playing 3-chord songs.
Yeah.
And it's mostly instrumental as well. So obviously we do a bit more with the music and with the atmosphere and stuff than probably someone sitting there with a guitar and vocal would do, yeah. I suppose.
We were saying earlier, this is the problem. Is if I know YouTube is great, but everybody picks up the guitar and they've got 3 chords and they're writing, and it's literally saturated the market.
Yes.
With songs that sometimes, let's be fair, not very good.
I think sometimes is probably, you know, being kind.
It was a little bit kind.
To a certain extent, we were forced into being more creative due to the fact that. You know, not only that the market's saturated, so we thought, you know, we'll do something different, but also the fact that neither of us can sing. So, you know, it was, well, yeah, not well, anyway.
Well, sometimes don't stop people.
Well, no, this is true. But, yeah.
You fancy singing for us today, Nick?
I don't mind doing a little a cappella, if you'd like, but, you know, it's a bit early, I think.
How did you two actually get together?
Well, we met at the work right now.
Yeah.
Music Land in Romford. And just got jamming, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
About a week, 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
And then we thought, there's got a gig coming up, and we go for it. Went from there, really. That's like 4 years ago now.
Was it 4 years?
4 years.
You're joking.
I'm not
joking. I thought it was like 2 years.
No.
Well, there you go.
And when you sit down to write a track, do you actually write together, or would you maybe be at home playing piano, or you start a bit of guitar on you? Or do you actually sit down and jam all your stuff together?
We do probably like a mixture, to be honest with you. I mean, when in terms of like recording and stuff, either like Chris will send me some ideas or I'll send him some ideas, or, you know, whatever. But a lot of, to be honest, I've always had a big emphasis on like improvisation and just jamming. Every group that I've ever done, if I haven't done it, I've pushed for it. You know, like if we have a gig... Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll have a bunch of songs that we'll play and we know the chord structures for it, but it won't be like, well, we'll do, you know, because it's instrumental, it's more free. Mm. So you can be like, well, you know, the verse is technically like, you know, 8 bars or whatever, or 16 bars. But then when you get to the solo, if you want to do like an extra 32, it doesn't matter. Just do what you want and just sort of jam it. And then when it feels like it's the right time to go back to the, you know, you'll just do it that way. And, you know, a lot of times we'll just jam. To come up with ideas and then maybe like go away and work on them or whatever. I don't really believe that you have a song, this is how it is, and every time you hear it, it's going to be like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm more like the sort of Jimmy Page school of guitar, where you never play the same solo twice, because it's like, it's about the moment, isn't it? And it's about feeling it. And if it feels like you should carry on, you just carry on. And if it feels like you should bring it to a close sooner, just do it. You know what I mean? It's fine. Yeah, I think it makes it more authentic and more in the moment than necessarily just hearing a song and it's exactly the same. You know, you might as well just press play on a CD.
We're gonna play the track.
Let's do Game of Thrones first. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about how it came about.
Well, it was actually put to us by a manager like in a week, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why don't you just try recreate the theme of the Game of Thrones and do it in your own niche?
Yeah.
And then that same week, we had to get it filmed, so it was a bit of a challenge. But
yeah, we basically did it in an evening. We met up, recorded the track in about an hour, hour and a half possibly, and then obviously a little bit of mixing afterwards. So, you know, a couple of hours on the track, I suppose. And then I think it might have even been the same evening. We went straight to Epping Forest, met this guy, recorded a video, and it was done within An hour, 2 hours. Yeah. So it was an evening's work, and then like a weekend, maybe fixing it up, and that was it. Mm. So it was a bit of pressure to get it done, because as I say, we signed with this manager. He's a great guy, really genuine, and he's got some great ideas for us, I think, and he's putting us in a good direction. But it's the first thing he said. You know, he said, "Do this, and I want it done by the end of the weekend." Yeah. We're like, okay, so we just did it, and then it just did really well. It just was received really, really well, and in total on Facebook, I think we got like 2 million views, didn't we? So like, it was in total over all the pages that shared it. So it was really encouraging. Yeah.
I know, can we do that again? Let's round of applause. Yeah. Yay. Woo. Can I just say, I must be the only person in the UK that hasn't seen a single episode of...
No.
I haven't, but that is beautiful. And I really love unusual noise at the beginning, because I've never heard, as I said, the track.
Yeah.
Is that you with the frets sort of causing that kind of...
It's Chris, basically, just playing with like reverbs and echoes and...
It's scraping on now. Across the string.
Yeah.
Using tape delay.
Yeah.
Loads of reverb.
It sounds brilliant.
It's like the classical guitar version of a pick scrape.
Yeah.
Like, but...
It sounds absolutely... You manage, do you want to give him a name check? Is he allowed to have one, or do you keep him secret?
Who, sorry?
Your manager.
John.
John Eltham.
John Eltham, yeah.
Good morning, John.
Eltham. Yeah.
You played the Atlas Festival. Who else was headlining?
Who was it? It was Fat Man Scoop, wasn't it? Fat Man Scoop.
Actually blew it away.
Sonic, wasn't it? Sonic
as well.
Yeah.
He's a sick DJ. But,
yeah.
When we played, it just like it was a storm, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was literally torrential rain.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I mean, you know, we're going to say it was the rain, but you know, there weren't many people there. Unfortunately, we sort of. You know, we got caught up in the middle of it, and it wasn't as good a turnout as it possibly could have been if the weather was a bit nicer. I think a lot of people were sort of taking shelter.
It was pretty cool though, because you got lightning bolts coming down as you played.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's it.
There was a third member of the band, but he got electrocuted.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
We lost him at that gig. Are you gigging full time? Is this what you do full time now?
No, it's not. I mean, it'd be great if it was.
Yeah.
You know, we both work. Full time. You work? Do you work full time? You don't work full time. You don't even work, do you? You're a student.
Yeah, I'm at uni.
Oh, there we go.
Chris is at uni.
Well, that which is hard work in itself.
Yeah. Work. But no, I mean, I'm self-employed guitar teacher.
Yeah.
I subsidise that with other things, gigs where I can. Yeah. We play. You know, weddings and restaurant gigs and whatever we can do, really, or whatever I can do to earn a bit of money without having to get a proper job, basically. Yeah. That's the ultimate aim.
Yeah.
but, yeah.
So you play all? Do you play all over the country, or is it mainly based in sort of Essex?
We've been mostly based in London, Essex. Yeah, mostly. Mm. We've done a few other things, but...
Right, I think the plan for 2018 is to try and stretch it out a bit.
Yeah. This is it.
I've been chatting to John, and it'd be good to get somewhere like Spain.
Yeah.
Where we've got a lot of like flamenco influence.
It'd be
good to go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to do a tour over there. At least in the summer.
Yeah, well, this is it. Plus, it's like a holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, play a gig and then relax on the beach for the day.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
So you sometimes work with the vocalist. We're going to be hearing, it's Holly, isn't it, that you work with. Mm. So tell us about how you met her.
That was online, funny enough, on social media.
Was it online dating, Chris? Or?
Oh, really? Oh, dear.
But it wasn't.
Sorry.
No, Nick, it wasn't. We met on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she sent some samples over, and we just worked around it. But we're re-releasing next month the same track with a rapper called Baraka. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Mm. He's pretty sick.
Yeah, we played a few gigs. What was it? Notting Hill Arts Festival, something like this, wasn't it? We played with this guy. We played after this guy, Baraka, actually. And, I mean, I'm older than Chris. I'm, you know...
A lot older.
A lot older than Chris. And, you know, like, when I was growing up, I grew up in Collier Row. And, you know, it was like Force FM and this sort of... You know, this sort of rapping style that I haven't seen for years and years and years. Mm. Like, you know, Vapor and all of this, where it was really, really quick syllables. And Baraka was just up there and he was just really just bringing that whole thing back. And it was just one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so it's really exciting to be collaborating with him. He's a really talented guy.
For the track, it's...
Yeah, it's powerful, yeah. Powerful.
So with the other singers you've written, do you actually write down the melody of what you want, or do you say, this is the music, can you write some lyrics or and the melody?
We would have an idea
for
a melody, because normally we'd probably do like a melody on like guitar.
Yeah.
If we was doing like a pure instrumental track. But it would give like a vague idea of what we'd want the vocalist to do. Mm. Yes.
Who would you like to work with in the future? If you could work with anybody at the moment, who would you work with?
I know what Nick's going to say. Lana Del Rey.
I would love to work with Lana Del Rey. Not only because she's like stunningly beautiful, but I think her voice, you know, I've got to be honest, when I first listened to her, my girlfriend actually, you know, said, oh, you should really check her out.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Because I just thought it was sort of like pop music and I'm a musical snob.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say it. you know, I checked out a couple of tracks and it's just this just incredible sound. It's just one of the most amazing voices. And yeah, not all of her tracks are great. Some of them are very poppy. But the ones, like, if anyone hasn't listened to it, listen to the cover of Blue Velvet, which is obviously like a song that everybody knows.
Mm.
And it's just incredible. It's just incredible. It's like that sort of smoky room, sort of like Portishead sort of sound.
Yeah.
But with like a real like sort of vintage guitar tape echo. And yeah, it's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
So she'd be one for the future then?
Oh, I would like to think so, but... You know.
Might have to turn her down, just so I saw her too busy. We're in Spain on holiday.
Yeah, we'll see what our schedule's like.
I don't know, these fleas are not coming off me. Did you see that flea?
It's not a flea, it's a fly.
Fly?
Yeah, it's you know, slightly better.
Yeah, that's...
It was buzzing around my coffee a minute ago.
It wasn't here this morning before you got in, Ollie. What have you been bringing in with you?
I knew it was a risk of having you in the room, Ollie.
No, you're fine. I was talking about songs that you wish you would have written. So what was the song out of all the songs you've ever heard that you think, I really wish I'd written that track, I wish it was mine?
Go on, Chris. You go first, mate.
It's difficult. It is difficult. I'm actually going to say it's a song by Submotion Orchestra, Finest Hour, which you may or may not have heard.
Right.
But like the vocalist in there is phenomenal. And like the bass is like out of this world. The drops, sick. But it's like musically, it's just really good, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, Submotion Orchestra are a fantastic band.
Yeah.
Fantastic band. One of the best bands that I've... Well, one of the best bands I've seen live ever.
I want to see Sigur Rós live as well.
Sigur Rós, yeah. Sigur Rós. That's throwing a spanner in the works. I knew what I was going to say. Yeah, Sigur Rós is another one, yeah. For me, I would probably say, like, you know, sometimes you'll hear a song that's so simple, but it just works so well, and you think, well, it's only like four chords.
Mm.
Why didn't I think like something like Purple Rain or something like that? Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's so simple, but like, find a better song.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Tell me a better song than that, and there just isn't one. Mm. I'd go with something like that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, there's loads of songs I could reel off. Albums that I wish I'd written or that I'd been involved in, but when it comes to it, sometimes you hear something and it's just so obvious, but it's perfect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, one thing we'd want eventually is to get a vinyl.
Yeah.
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 A vinyl done.
You've got to, haven't you?
Yeah.
Plus, it's in a resurgence, isn't it?
Yeah. There's places in London. I think there's a restaurant in London where you just go in and eat, and then they've got a DJ that actually just plays vinyl throughout the whole
Brilliant.
Night. Yeah.
It's brilliant. I like to see that. because I think, like, you know, I grew up listening to vinyl. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
And 60. 60. Yeah.
So rude.
I'm 31. I grew up listening to vinyl, and it'd be like, you know, you've got a big cover and a big sleeve, and you can read this, and you read to the lyrics, and it was just so much more interesting. I was listening the other day to Thriller, Michael Jackson, and it's just like, as soon as I put it on, I hadn't listened to it in years and years and years. It's a great album. And as soon as I put it on, I was just like flooded with memories of looking at this picture of him lying there with tigers and stuff like this. You know, you remember the album, like, sleeve? It's that was all part of it. You don't get that anymore.
No.
You know, people don't really, I don't think people care about, I don't know, like the lyrics maybe as much, or, you know, if you do, you have to look them up online, and it doesn't feel the same to me.
Yeah. Would you actually go to record on analogue? Is that something you'd like to do?
It's something I've always wanted to do. It's something I've always wanted to do, yeah. And it's something I was going to do with one of the previous groups I was working with a number of years back. But it never happened, unfortunately. Mm. But no, I would love to do that, yeah. And in fact, I've got a mate who has a full analogue studio. So it is a possibility. But yeah, obviously, it's costly.
Rant about Arsenal, because I'm human.
You're not a West Ham fan, then?
My dad is.
Yay. Oh, sorry. God, I got shot a look then. What team do you support?
I don't support team. No. I'm actively against...
Football.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that now because, I want people to like me. And I know that's not a popular opinion.
Well, the thing is, I always think, because if you're in the sort of local... Well, I'm not. I'm from Seven Kings, but the local area, I would have said, you know, I support West Ham. Although I don't know anything about football, who's in the team and where they are.
Well, no.
Yeah, my dad wasn't impressed.
What, but I...
No, wasn't impressed that I support
Arsenal. Oh, that you support Arsenal? Yeah. Oh, no, of course not. No. Of course not.
Could have been worse. Could have been Tottenham.
It could have been. But you should support the Daggers. You should support Dagenham and Redbridge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the local team.
Yeah.
Or even more so, Leighton Orient.
Oh, yeah.
Leighton Orient's a more local team than Arsenal or West Ham, if you're going to be realistic about it.
Mm.
But hey, you know,
happen.
If anyone wants to know why I don't like football, you ask me the question. I'm happy to.
Go on. Now I'm going to ask you. Why don't you like? What is it about? What is it about? Football?
How long have we got?
Well, go on. No, I don't mind because it's going a bit off topic. But yeah, tell us about football because it's or why you don't like it.
No, I don't want to like. I love football. I love football. I used to play. In fact, we were talking about it on the way in here. I'm thinking about joining a five-a-side team. So, you know, maybe I'm overstating it, but I like football. I like sports. I don't even mind a competitive nature. I don't really agree with it being actively encouraged, but hey, you know, whatever. It's the reason I don't like it is because I think that it's too much money involved. There's far too much money. It's ridiculous. And there's no consequences for people who don't perform. I think, you know, if you're going to pay someone £100,000 a week, if you go on the pitch and you don't pull your weight or you don't, you know, play to a standard which is worth £100,000 a week, you should be deducted. Yes. Or if you dive on the floor when someone comes within 5 yards of you and roll around like you're hurt, you should immediately lose that week's wages because that's not what you're getting paid for, mate. Do you know what I mean? You're getting paid to play football, so play football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I was playing football, I grew up playing Saturday League and I loved it. I loved it. And I wasn't bad, but... You know, if someone, you know, you'd be getting crunched all the time. You go home with bruises and what, but you wouldn't roll around on the floor.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, even as like a 14-year-old, you know that that's not the thing to do. Mm. But, yeah, you know.
And it is the fans who end up paying more money to go in to see, you know, to pay people's wages.
Yeah. I don't want to go on a rant.
Yeah.
Go
anyway.
No, I was just saying, like, if anything, rugby players should be paid more than footballers.
Yeah, of course they should.
They get battered.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can drink champagne when you go and see rugby. You can be up and all the crowds are all mixed and you can sit with a pint of beer or a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
You can't do that at football matches. You've got to be separated out. No. You can't have any booze either.
And just very, very quickly, I'll just tell you one more thing that I really dislike is the fact that, like, for example, I got tickets to actually go to the FA Cup final. Despite the fact I didn't even know who was playing, I was like, well, it'll be a great experience. So we went there. Oh, I don't know, like 1970, you know, it was like 5 years ago or something.
Mm.
It was Bolton and someone else.
Oh, okay.
Can't remember who it was. Drove down with my mate, parked up, walking through to get to the stadium, and it was like a war zone. It's like a war zone. There's like police in the middle of the road. There's fans on one side, fans on the other side of the street, throwing bottles at each other, punching each other. And I'm like, any other circumstance in any other area of life in the UK, they'd be like, you'd be rounded up and chucked in a cell.
Yeah.
But it's accepted on a Saturday, every Saturday morning, every single... Yeah, I'm not saying obviously there's violence at every football match, of course there isn't, but it's the mentality of it, and it's encouraged.
Yeah.
And or it's not discouraged to the extent that it should be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When, you know, people are getting locked up for less on a regular basis. I just think it's appalling.
Small, speaking of which, walk through, take your scarf off. Who do you support? Nobody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Now that we're going to end with Dance With Me, this is with Holly, who you mentioned earlier. And if people want to get hold of these tracks, they are on online. Obviously, go onto your website and you can download the tracks.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And pay for them.
You can pay for them.
Yeah. This is the one that's we're doing a remix with Baraka on. Mm. So, like on the verses, it's literally just pure instrumental. That's where he's going to be. Repping over that.
Mm.
Thanks so much for coming in, and you're hopefully going to come back in November and play live.
Yeah, we'll be back, and we'll play live, and we won't talk about football.
No. Don't worry, I'll cut that bit out, don't worry.
Yeah, great, thanks. Probably for the best.
Thanks so much for coming in. Here you go.
Football.
This is, football crazy. Here is Dance With Me.